97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I appreciate you tuning in today. My guest is Teresa Robinson, who is the owner of Express Mobile Solutions. Thank you for joining me today, Teresa.
Good morning. I'm really glad to be here.
Thank you. Tell me this, Teresa. What is Express Mobile Solutions all about?
Well, we're a company that helps our clients generate income from solo mo marketing, getting social, getting local, and going mobile.
Solo. That's getting social. And what would you say after that?
Thinking social, getting local, and going mobile. Solo mo.
So tell us more about what your company does.
Well, I started out with just mobile websites. And in visiting with my clients and getting to understand their businesses and their needs, I found that they always needed more than just a mobile website. So in answer to that demand, I started doing evaluations of their social presence. Are you on social media? Which social media channels are you on, and what do you need to be on? And it sort of blossomed from there into a brand new business model that I now call myself a solo mo marketing specialist.
I understand. Now, I'm sure there's some in our audience who know exactly what a mobile website is, but why don't you explain what a mobile website is for those who don't?
Sure, I'd love to. Let me start by telling you what it is not. Of course, we all need a smartphone in order to see a website on the phone. What it is not is just because your website shows up on a mobile phone, on a smartphone, doesn't mean it's mobile friendly. If you have to pinch, widen, expand, and sort of navigate around to read the paragraphs, then it is not mobile friendly. You should never have to scroll horizontally on a mobile website. The other thing is responsive design. Just because all of the pieces of your desktop website are shown on the smartphone, that doesn't necessarily mean it's mobile friendly or mobile optimized. Now, what mobile friendly really means is that someone designed specifically for a very small screen. That means you have to pick and choose the information that you show on your mobile-friendly website. For example, the mobile searcher is looking for certain things. They're not looking for your company history. They're not looking for your bio. They're looking for your phone number, directions. What is it that you do? How do I find you? And what's the most important things about what you do? That's what they're looking for. It's a quick in and a quick out. The other characteristics of a mobile-friendly site are easy to navigate buttons. And when I design a mobile site, I think of a man's thumbs. Can a man with large thumbs easily navigate the site? The other thing I think about, is it easy to read? Are the most important things on the home page? You don't want to be too extensive. You don't want to get too wordy. You don't want too much text. So those are some things that are good characteristics of a mobile-friendly website.
That makes a lot of sense. I never thought about it that way. Well, now, why should a business owner care about a mobile-friendly website, Teresa?
Well, let me tell you, the statistics are staggering. First of all, more than half of every search done on a smartphone is for a local business. That's where your customers are. They're on their mobile phone. So with over half looking for you on their mobile phone, you need to have a mobile-friendly presence. Now, this is the stat that really gets everybody. And I just read an update on this statistic yesterday. Of the people who find you on their smartphone, more than 90% are going to take action.
Whoa.
That means they're going to call you, they're going to visit your store, or they're going to make a purchase. They're going to contact you in some way, over 90%. Now, if you pair those two numbers with the trend that I'm going to tell you about, it's really exciting. The trend is that internet use on a mobile device is going to overtake internet use on their desktop in the next year or two.
Yes.
So if you pair those things together, every business should care about having a mobile-friendly website.
That makes all the sense in the world. That means from those statistics, Teresa, every company should have a mobile-friendly website.
They really should. And it will be a trend, I think, in the future, not maybe in the next year or two, but it will be a trend that a lot of companies go with strictly a mobile website and no desktop site.
How did you get trained to be able to do what you do?
Well, I spent over 20 years, I'm dating myself, over 20 years as a software tester, sort of an end user, user experience tester. And I just transferred those skills into the mobile industry. I did a lot of reading, a lot of research on what is the mobile user looking for. So I'm very much end user oriented. I'm playing the user out in the parking lot, thinking, okay, where's my next stop? What do I need to know? How do I find it? What do I want to see when I get to that website? So a lot of experience plus a lot of research is how I got here.
And when did you decide to start your own company?
Well, that's an interesting story. I was in corporate America for a very long time and decided I needed something new and exciting. So yes. I tried a couple of different things. And with those other companies that I owned, I realized the trend in mobile and realized how one of the businesses was a franchise. And I realized how my hands were tied, not through the fault of that franchise, but just with the marketing that they recommended. I was a little bit limited in how I could reach my local audience. And that sort of put me on the trend of, okay, you really need to blog. You need to write articles about local things, local happenings, local events. And I couldn't do that. And then I had another experience with another company that sort of opened up my eyes to the value of mobile. So I thought, wow, the writing is on the wall. Yes. This is where I need to be, and I'm loving it.
Well, see, you said the key words. You're loving it. So as an entrepreneur, you stepped out, you took that chance, now you have your own business, and you're loving it.
I am. It was a journey, but I'm here, and I do love it.
Beautiful. Teresa, why don't you give us your contact information in case someone says, oh, my Lord, I've got to talk to this woman.
Sure. You can reach me at 919-335-3696, or you can email me at Teresa@Express Mobile Solutions. And I spell my name without an H. It's Teresa@ExpressMobileSolutions.com. And we spell the Express without the E.
So it's X.
X-P-R-E-S-S. P-R-E-S-S.
I got it. Teresa, let's take a break right now. What you're saying is just so fascinating because every business, it sounds like, should check their website on their phone, smartphones, and see how it looks.
Absolutely.
Good. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about Express Mobile Solutions. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guest today is Teresa Robinson, who is the owner of Express Mobile Solutions. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Teresa Robinson, who is the owner of Express Mobile Solutions. Teresa, in our first segment, you mentioned slow, low, mo. In case someone just tuned in, would you please explain what that is and why you say it's important to affect their marketing strategy?
Sure. The term solo mo is kind of new in the industry. What it stands for is social, local, mobile. And those three components make up a very important triangle when it comes to marketing strategy. You want to be social. You want to get on those social media channels. Local means where are your customers? With all of the searches, high percentage of searches on mobile devices being for local businesses, that's what local means. And mobile, of course, that's where your customers are these days. They're on tablets, they're on smartphones. So solo mo, like I said, is a very important triangle. Now, what the business owner needs to keep in mind is that you need all three to be successful. You can't just have a mobile website. That it's more to the puzzle than that. You need to be on social media channels Facebook, Google Plus now is extremely important because Google owns Google Plus, of course. So the more followers you have on Google Plus, the higher your rankings might be when someone searches for you. Same thing with Facebook. The more activity your Facebook business page can have, the more recognizable you are, the more likes you have, the more people you have that you can talk to through Facebook. Twitter. I'm not as much of a Twitter fan, but for certain businesses, it's very important. There's Pinterest. And of course, there is LinkedIn. Don't forget about LinkedIn for all the business people out there. So you have to have all three.
And you're suggesting that all of us should be on Facebook and Twitter?
Well, that's a good question, Sharon. No, not everybody should be on Facebook and Twitter. You have to be selective. For example, if you have a very visual business, say you're an artist and you create all kinds of beautiful jewelry or paintings, then you should be on Pinterest. Pinterest is very visual, and you can actually embed links right in your Pinterest posts that go right back to your website. So you use Pinterest to drive traffic to your website. If you're more business-oriented, say you have a business conference space that you like to rent, then you would be on LinkedIn, of course. Facebook is more of a general social media channel. It's good for a variety of things. Twitter, if your audience is younger, they're all over Twitter. You should probably have a Twitter account and post things to Twitter.
Got it. Now, for the tech savvy, they can say, oh, sure, Pinterest. But why don't you tell us, as if I were a five-year-old, what Pinterest is?
Pinterest is like a bulletin board that you have in your room. It's just like you were 10 years old. You had a bulletin board of your favorite actors, your favorite clothes. It's just like that. You choose a picture, you put it on your Pinterest board, and you let others enjoy it. You get followers, people follow you, and you can have multiple boards with multiple topics. So if you're a jewelry maker and you love earrings, rings, and necklaces, you could have a board for each one of those so that the person coming into your Pinterest page can choose the thing that they're most interested in to look at and share. And that's the key. You want them to share it with everybody else.
Got it. That makes sense. Thank you. Well, now, Teresa, what are the three things a business owner can do to bring in more revenue based on what you have to offer?
Well, along the solo mo thinking strategy, the number one thing that a business owner should do is get a mobile-friendly website. Another term for that is mobile-optimized. There are good ways to go about that, and there are poor ways to go about that. Okay. So spend a little time talking with someone who knows that industry and get a little insight before you move forward. The second thing that a business owner should do is just get started with social media. Maybe you're already on Facebook, but you don't know what to do with it. But choose two that are appropriate for your business. Then you need to make regular posts. And here's a tip for a Facebook post. Always post with a picture. It takes up more space. It's more interesting. It's more eye-catching. People are more likely to pay attention to it if it has a picture. But pick two and just get started with something consistent.
Got it.
And you don't want to sell on your social media channels. You just want to provide information, provide insights related to your business. And the third thing that every business owner can do, whether it's someone they hire to do it or they do it themselves, and that is put content out there on your website. Your website, your desktop website, that is, should have a place for articles or press releases, events, people you interview. What Google is rewarding right now, and this is why solo mo is considered the new SEO. Google right now is rewarding fresh content and social signals. Now, social signals is the sharing, the commenting, the interaction between your company and your customers through those social media channels.
How do you know all this stuff? How do you keep current?
Well, I try to do it for myself, although I must admit I do more for my clients than I do for myself. But a lot of reading. Here's a tip for you guys out there. Set up a Google alert. Go to google.com/alerts and set up an alert on a term that is related to your business. And you can set up alerts for any number of terms you would like to. So that's one of the tools that I use to stay on top of the industry. I have terms set up for all kinds of things, and Solomo is one of them.
Oh, so if somebody posts anything about it, because you have an alert, it feeds into your system so you can see the latest and greatest is being said about that topic.
That's right. It'll send you an email once a day or once a week, however you want to set it up, to let you know what's going on in that industry.
Brilliant. Let's get your contact information again, please, Teresa.
Sure. Teresa Robinson. You can reach me at 919-335-3696 or email me at teresa@expressmobilesolutions.com.
Very good. Well, I'm fascinated by what you said in our first segment as well. In case anyone tuned in late, I'm going to make a general statement, and that is any business that has a website should check it out on a smartphone to see how that website looks. And I know you say there are some restrictions to everybody doing it, but generally speaking, that's what they should do, correct?
That is absolutely correct. Put your business URL, your domain name, into the smartphone and just see what it looks like. Because if you remember in that first segment, we said if you have to scroll horizontally to read it, or if you can't see all the menu items, not mobile friendly.
Perfect. Thank you. Teresa, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your business, the Express Mobile Solutions, okay? You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Teresa Robinson, who is the owner of Express Mobile Solutions. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business. Focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Teresa Robinson, who is the owner of Express Mobile Solutions. Well, Teresa, you've talked about the current situation with mobile solutions and how it relates to web pages, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us what challenges you have being the owner of your own business.
That's a really good question. One of the challenges I have is getting in front of enough people to let them know how important it is to be a part of the mobile trend. Once I do get in front of a few potential clients, education is a challenge, because obviously the business owner is totally enveloped in their own business. They don't have the time to spend researching this topic. So sometimes it's a bit of a challenge to convince them how much it's really needed.
And I met you at the Chapel Hill Leads Group, in which we heard mobile solutions. And I think you're right. A lot of people may hear it, but unless they're focused on it, whoosh, right over their heads. What's she talking about? So I can see that as being a challenge, but you are overcoming it. Is that your only marketing plan, is going to the Chapel Hill Leads? What are things do you do for marketing?
Oh, no. I love a warm referral from friends and who work with other business owners that may need a mobile-friendly website. I also will do speaking engagements, talking about Solomo, things like that.
Do you also develop websites, regular websites, or only for those that are going to be on a mobile system?
I actually focus on the mobile website development. I've just chosen to be really good at the one thing, but I do know some great people who can provide a desktop website.
Excellent. Who are your competitors in the Chapel Hill area, Teresa?
Well, as far as I know, Sharon, I'm the only mobile marketing specialist who will also do a social local mobile assessment and make a recommendation for your business. I don't know of too many others who would do that. That's sort of my groove. That's my pocket.
Well, Teresa, what do you see as the future for mobile solutions?
Well, a couple of things, Sharon. I see more and more use of tablets coming. And you can already see it in like the Apple Store and things like that, especially retail, as older cash registers break down and you have to replace them with different things. I see more use of tablets at point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just the continuation of higher and higher usage of mobile devices. I don't think the desktops will ever really go away completely. They're good for certain things, But definitely mobile is where it's going, 100%.
You can sure see that. And technology moves so fast, it's definitely moving that direction.
Sure.
Well, Teresa,
is.
One more time, why don't you please give us your contact information?
Sure. My name is Teresa Robinson, Express Mobile Solutions. You can reach me at 919-335-3696 or Teresa@expressmobilesolutions.com.
Thank you. And I want to end one more time by telling our audience, if you are a business and you have a website, please go to your smartphone and see how it appears. Well, Teresa, I wish we had more time. This is fascinating information you've presented. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to come and talk to us today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today has been Teresa Robinson, who is the owner of Express Mobile Solutions. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in.